Plain Township man in prison for killing his girlfriend has seen other charges dropped. 27-year-old Sean Goh was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole in 29 years for the beating death of Rachel Sheridan. Her body was discovered July 3rd in a trash can at Mother Goose Land Park in Canton. Jury convicted Goh last month of charges including murder, felonious assault, and gross abuse of a corpse. Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni agreed Monday to a motion to dismiss burglary and grand theft charges resulting from the theft of a gun April 2nd. Prosecutors sought the dismissal based on Goh's sentence. Ohio Republicans are seeking to fill the seat of 29th District State Senator Kirk Schering, who died November 22nd. State Republican caucus says the individual appointed is to serve the remainder of Schering's term, which ends in December 2026, and should intend to seek the position as an incumbent in the November 2026 election. The 29th District encompasses most of Starr County, including Canton, Alliance, Canal, Fulton, Louisville, Massillon, and North Canton. The GOP caucus accepting applications until 4 p.m. December 20th. A fiber optic internet service provider expanding into Starr County. Lumos announced Thursday plans to install more than 2,000 miles of its network in the region. The investment is valued at almost $150 million. Service will be available to areas including Canal Fulton, Canton, East Canton, Jackson Township, and Hartville. CEO Bryant Stading says engineering work is underway and construction is scheduled to begin next year. Lumos currently provides service to homes and businesses in Virginia and North and South Carolina. The company previously announced expansion in the Mahoning Valley and Summit County. Columbiana County commissioners have approved three appointments. During Wednesday's meeting, they named David Bickerton of East Liverpool to a four-year term in the county's Port Authority Board, replacing Keith Chamberlain. Tad Harold was reappointed to a four-year term on the Port Authority Board. Commissioners also named Nicholas Wise of East Liverpool to the six-year term on the Buckeye Water District, succeeding Tim O'Hara. Commissioners also approved replacement of bleachers at the grandstand at the fairgrounds. The $150,000 project will be paid for with American Rescue Plan funds. Federal grand jury has issued a second superseding indictment against 18 members and associates of a Cleveland-based gang. The Fully Blooded Felons, or FBF, are accused of racketeering, drug trafficking, kidnapping, murder, assault, and weapons violations. Prosecutors say the gang has been operating in Northeast Ohio since about 2012. The initial indictment was issued last December, with a superseding indictment arriving in April of this year. FBF allegedly had strongholds in Akron, Youngstown, and other areas. 35-year-old Raven Mullins of Cleveland is the accused ringleader. Suspects were arrested by federal and local law enforcement. An indictment handed down against a Youngstown man Thursday. The grand jury charged 36-year-old Damon Williams with four counts of aggravated arson. He allegedly set a fire in an Elmira Avenue home in April. He was originally charged in October. Williams was also indicted in two unrelated cases. He's charged with assault, resisting arrest, and obstructing official business in connection with an October incident. Williams allegedly injured a woman in a domestic dispute. He's also charged with obstructing official business and failure to comply in a third case. A Youngstown police officer investigated over a fatal shooting will not be charged. WKBN-TV reports the officer was called to a home on Maryland Avenue for a domestic violence situation early June 13th. 27-year-old Matthew O'Malley was shot and died at St. Elizabeth Health Center about 12 hours later. The officer has not been named. Evidence from an investigation by the Ohio BCI was turned over to the Mahoning County Prosecutor's Office for consideration. Man arrested in Puerto Rico is in the Mahoning County Jail. WKBN-TV reports 34-year-old Isaias Colon is to appear in Common Pleas Court today on charges for Mahoning County of attempted rape and gross sexual imposition. U.S. Marshals and members of the Puerto Rico Police Extradition Unit arrested Colon October 7th at a residence in Ponce. A sailor from Garrettsville will be laid to rest today more than 80 years after he was killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor. Navy Fireman Second Class William Kubinick was 21 when the Japanese attacked Hawaii December 7, 1941. He was on board the USS West Virginia. It was one of eight battleships damaged or destroyed in the attack. Kubinick's remains were among those buried in military graves marked as unknown. His were later disinterred and recently identified through DNA analysis. Kubinick will be buried at a veterans cemetery in Ego, California. The Ohio Inspector General's office accusing an employee of improper release of over $1.1 million in public unemployment assistance benefits. Customer Service Representative Shantara Barnes is accused of accessing and voiding fraud holds of pandemic unemployment assistance. The Department of Job and Family Services hired temporary contract workers to handle the increase in claims during the pandemic. It distributed around $7.5 billion and later identified millions of the distributions as fraudulent. Barnes allegedly released funds to ineligible people on 42 occasions and is said to have voided holds for 34 of the claims, ignoring that they lacked proper identification or eligibility documents. Investigators also claim Barnes received over $49,000 in improper unemployment benefits. The Ohio Inspector General passed the investigation on to the Franklin County Prosecutor and State Auditor. And the following funeral announcement: service for 88-year-old Shirley Ann Anderson of Alliance, Saturday at 11 o'clock, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skibalaki.